door.
Good evening, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is Nigel bringing you your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, all of that kind of ilk, and I opened there tonight with Untenal and I Can't Be the One, the EXES mix from the Sounds from the Matrix Volume 10 compilation. Some great stuff from Alpha Matrix on that compilation, well worth checking out a load of their bands if you haven't already got stuff by them. Tonight, I'm just going to do pretty much the usual of bringing you a bunch of tunes, which I think are pretty awesome, along with a rundown of gigs, clubs, events like that, somewhere halfway through the show, and a bit of news and things like that. So, without further ado, I'm going to continue with some Cyavia.
Twisted, sick game, humiliate and cheat.
You heard that Deathline International with Breaking from the Electronic Saviors compilation, something that you'll hear a little bit more later on in the show from, and pretty much it's been a good standard disc for a lot of shows now it's come out. That is a very good compilation, four discs worth of stunning tracks, with a fifth downloadable. Awesome stuff, and that's Deathline International. Before that, we had Velvet Acid Christ with Caustic Disco. That's a Mindless Faith remix from the Dependence 2010 compilation. The Dependence 2010 compilation, I think I muttered about two or three shows ago, saying it should be a good compilation with lots of stuff, including Stromkern. And it appears the track listings the Dependence label gave out before it was released and the track listing it had when it got released seemed to vary a little. Now this does happen, but usually it's different tracks by the same bands, and a bit of that did happen, but unfortunately Stromkern seemed to have got missed from this compilation. So that Dependent 2010 compilation, if you see it online with listed with Stromkern for the exact correct track listing, go to the Dependence website, dependence.de I think it is, and check there, because that'll give you the exact listing. But that's still a very good compilation as well. Dependent artists and Velvet Acid Christ doing a good stuff there. And before that we had Cyavia with No Excuse from her recently released album Electric. Awesome stuff. Right, I think it's probably worth mentioning Little Bits of News. What Little Bits of News is it worth mentioning? There's a couple of people, like, I'm sure I've got some details here. Captive Six are going to release an EP, or actually an album, I think, on April 1st. Nope. Going to. They did. I'll have a track from that coming up later in the show. But also Uberbyte, Sheffield local stars, are releasing an album called EXS in May. I think May 10th that's coming out, and I'll be playing a track, a preview track off that again later in the show. But I wanted to mention about a week or so ago, I went and managed to see Angel Spit doing part of their UK tour. They played Manchester and Sheffield. I saw them over in Manchester, and they did a storming set. I heard that the Sheffield set was even more storming. Unfortunately, it was a sold-out gig by the time I decided to set off, so I didn't get to see that gig, but it must have been awesome to sell out even the small room at the Corporation. So I'm assuming that was loads of fun. And to celebrate that, I'm going to continue with some Angel Spit. This is Let Them Eat Distortion. Speak like to me, she said to me, kill till you go insane with pleasure. Let me scream, obesity. Bloody curses for a god who cannot hear. My caucus swells with excitement. Grand things luscious with tar in their hair. My duchess, mistress, bloody dementia. Bless the bread with St. Anthony's fire. Buildings will fall. Heavens don't care. Gods in contortion. Tracking out, shards on her lover now spill on the floor. Lord slain, royal insane, parts on him gummed up under her nails. Dried up, vacated, girl mutilating. Vindication sits where her curls used to be. The smoking, the squealing, cutthroat vixen. Passion outline where a king used to be. Buildings will fall. Heaven don't care. Guards in contortion. Eat distortion. Shotgun juke holes in the roof while pervert princes peel off their faces. Burning and misery, maggots for jewelry. The mad queen, black as the aces. The drowning, the filth, spasms and death. Diamond studded fist to mine, more, more, more. Demonic, convulsing, the choir retreating. Not going to hell, but bringing it here. We'll be right back.
classroom. Children are made to sit for an hour in front of a drug paraphernalium while listening to some extremely monged music.
Spaceland.
Okay, the end of that one caught me out completely. That was Uberbyte with The Black Classroom from their forthcoming album EXS. The release date of that is May the 10th, using some absolutely awesome samples from the Chris Morris TV series Blue Jam. I think they're all off the Cake episode as well, which is hilarious in my book. Genius stuff there. Before that, we had Angel Spit with Let Them Eat Distortion from Hideous and Perfect, after making a lot of noise in the UK this week, so great stuff from them. Right, I think it's worth running down gigs, clubs, events, and that kind of stuff in the local area, but it's worth mentioning that there isn't a huge amount going on this weekend, mainly because it's Whitby Goth Weekend over at the coast. So if you are going to Whitby Goth Weekend, I noticed some news posted online recently, literally a couple of days ago, that the Deep End, who are headlining the Friday night, are stuck due to lack of flights, I believe. I believe they can't actually get here. So I believe Justin Sullivan from New Model Army is taking over their slot. So still good bands, but yes, on the Friday it should be the Deep End, Deviant UK in Isolation, and on Saturday it's Anne-Marie Hurst, Pretentious Mar, and Vendemmian. Tickets are about £39.50, and more information can be found at www.wgw.topmum.co.uk. Basically, googling for Whitby Goth Weekend will be make it dead easy to find it. Always, pretty much becomes the first hit. Other things going on. The following Saturday, we are on Saturday the 1st of May, we have Black Veil at the George in Leeds. So that's had a month or so off due to venue problems, and it's back at the George. I believe it's the Cellar Bar there. More information can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/blackveil. But I believe the main details are it's going to be £2.50 in a room from 8 p.m. till late. So usual Black Veil goodness there. The following Friday is the Friday Flock, and this is a back to the live events at the Subculture in Leeds. The bands are Grooving in Green and Luxury Stranger. The doors are 7:30, the first band at 8, and the club night at 10, and that's £4 in advance. More information at fridayflock.net. Following it on that weekend is Saturday the 8th of May, Darklands at the Stereo in York, running from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m, £4 on the door, and there's a bunch of Darklands events happening at Whitby. More information can be found at myspace.com/darklandsclubnight. Some very interesting information is, since I last talked to you, there has been the full Infest lineup announced, something I'm very excited about. I might as well just list absolutely everyone who's playing now. It's Project Pitchfork, Pattern Bridge, Wolf, Rotosand, Memmaker, Division, I'm going to have trouble pronouncing this one, Heemstat, Yipatash, Nackmire, Paralox, XRX, Northern Kind, Agonize, Concrete Lung, Aria, and the Mighty Mandroid, all playing Infest. And of course, Mandroid are also playing Whitby this coming weekend. So if you want to see Mandroid, get yourself to the Shambles at Whitby. I believe they're on about half eight-ish. So I'm going to definitely be there. I'm going to be scooting off tomorrow to go and see them there. They're just so funny. It's great. But yes, so that's the full August bank holiday lineup sorted for Infest, which is just looking so exciting. But there's also, before then, worth mentioning an event I don't think I've mentioned before. It's called Deviate Fest, and it's based in York, so it's fairly local. And it runs from the 15th to the 18th of July, and it's got about 45 bands confirmed for a £45 ticket, which isn't too bad. So there's lots going on, but I'll run down the main list of bands. There's Devilishly, Presley, Zombina and the Skeletons, Nosferatu, Pink Hearse, Eureka Machines, UFX, Zeitgeist Zero, Wayne Hussey, The Eden House, Incubus Succubus, Grooving in Green, Rhombus, Scream Banshee Aircrew. And they've got an electronic side of things, which has got Faderhead, Modulate, Deviant UK, Goteki Project, and Command and Control. And there's a few more as well. I haven't got the complete list in front of me. Tickets are £45 until May the 15th, where it goes up to £49. And more information about that event can be found at dv8fest.com. So dv8fest.com. So that's looking all very interesting, all very good, and I hope that one's going to be great. There's lots of little events and like little festivals popping up. It's just so much going on. It's going to be tricky keeping track of it all. Anyway, I hope I'm trying to help out with that respect. But there's one other thing I didn't kind of mention in the rundown of things occurring earlier on, but it's very, very well worth mentioning. It's some very sad news that Pete Steele from Typo Negative died of heart failure on April the 14th. This is a man whose his creation of Typo Negative is just, I don't know, it's something that really got me into the gothic rock music many years ago. It was very hard to put your finger on what was so good about him, but he had a massive voice. The music was kind of somewhere between tongue-in-cheek and awesome, and just brilliant stuff. So to honour the man, to honour his passing, I'm going to play some Typo Negative. So this is Cinnamon Girl. We'll be right back.
plan is mindset. Maybe it's right at the right place and right time. Maybe tonight in a whisper or handshake, sending a sign. Wanna make out and kiss hard, wait, never mind. Late night in passing, mention it flipped to her best friend. It's no thing, maybe a slip, but the slip turns to terror and a crush to light. When she walked in, he froze up, leave it to fright. It's cute in no way till you cannot speak, and you leave to have a cigarette and these get weak. Escape was just a nod and a casual wave, obsessed about it heavy for the next 2 days. It's only just a crush, it'll go away. It's just like all the others, it'll go away. Or maybe this is danger and you just don't know. You pray it all away, but it continues to grow. I want to hold you close, skin pressed against me tight. Lie still, close your eyes, girl. So lovely, it feels so right. I want to hold you close, soft breath, beating hard. As I whisper in your ear, I want to tear you apart. Then he walked up and told her, thinking maybe it'd pass. And they talked and looked away a lot, doing the dance. Her hand brushed up against his, she left it there. Told him how she felt and then they locked in a stare. They took a step back, thought about it, what should they do? Cause there's always repercussions when you're dating in school. But their lips met and reservations started to pass. Whether this was just an evening or a thing that would last, either way he wanted her and this was bad. Wanted to do things to her, it was making him crazy. Now a little crush turned into a like, and now he wants to grab her by the hair and tell her, to hold you close, skin pressed against me tight. Lie still, close your eyes, girl. So lovely, it feels so right. I want to hold you close, soft breath, beating hard. As I whisper in your ear, I want to tear you apart.
Thought I'd change the pace of things a little there, given I was going to play some type of negative. That was She Wants Revenge with Tear You Apart from She Wants Revenge. And before that, we had Typo Negative with Cinnamon Girl, the Depressed Mode remix. That's on the least worst of. It's that kind of humour that was there throughout Typo Negative, the kind of tongue-in-cheek, grim humour. And it's going to be sad that we're now missing Pete Steele, the lead singer of said band. Right, earlier on I mentioned a couple of bands, like the Captive Six have got a release that has just come out. I think it got released on April 1st. And Captive Six, for those of you who don't know, is Ben Arp's non-vocal based hard electronic project. So I'm going to play a track off that EP. Actually, I'm going to play a track that I believe is a kind of new version of one of his older tracks. It's Noisemaker, but this is called Noisemaker 2010, so this should be a newer version. And I'm also going to follow that up with some Fade Ahead, given he's confirmed as playing the Deviate Fest in York. So here goes. Here's the Captive Six.
What are you looking at? Why don't you go inside and make some more noise? Go play your music. Play it so loud that nobody can sleep. Go ahead. Noisemaker.
We'll be right back. Dance 4, 3, 4.
That was Caustic with Jim Made Cancer His Bitch from the Electronic Saviors compilation. With titles like that, you just know the heart's in the right place. All the tracks on that compilation are pretty awesome, so I'm just going to keep playing stuff off it until people get fed up with me, really. Before that, we had Fade Ahead with ZTTV from FH3's Fade Ahead are confirmed to play the Deviate Fest in York in a few months' time, so always good to get bands from Europe playing nearby. And before that, we had Captive 6 with Noisemaker 2010. That's off the Shut Everything Down EP, released on April the 1st. Now, we have run out of time. This has been Dark Assimilation. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I will be back again in a fortnight's time with more of the same. And I'm going to leave you tonight with another track off the Dependence 2010 compilation. This is Edge of Dawn with Beyond the Gate.
Matter.